Mix Affair.
Joined in the studio for a new beauty feature with an expert. Her name is Hayley Simpson. So Hayley's here today with some beauty hacks and also some beauty tips. So it's lovely to see you.
You too. So I wanted to talk to people about the summer, because obviously with the warm weather we've had recently, so many of my clients have panicked and said, oh my God, I need a pedicure. Look at my skin. What can I do? I need some help. So, you know, with our arms bare, our legs are bare, you know, we've got our feet in sandals. So I just wanted to talk through some really key products which will help you feel really confident in the summer. So the first one is the Ren. It's basically a body serum, but it's lovely. It keeps your skin really hydrated. It's got lactic acid in it, which basically promotes moisture. So it keeps your skin really hydrated, especially obviously with the sun. It's £35, so it is quite pricey, but it's definitely worth it, especially if you're going on holiday.
Is this better for maybe an older person, or is it goes right the way across the board?
It goes right away across the board. So basically this product is, it improves the texture of the skin as well. So it kind of attracts molecules of water to the surface, so kind of hydrates your skin that way.
Yeah. And how do you spell it? It's Ren, R-E-N.
R-E-N. And this product gently exfoliates, so you don't want to be too harsh with the skin. The other thing I wanted to talk about was intensive foot treatments. I always tell my clients to put moisturiser on their feet, you know, give a little exfoliator on the feet, and then put some socks on and sleep with these socks on, and it just gives an intense moisturise. There's a product called by Ameliorate. They do an intensive foot treatment. Again, it has lactic acid in it, which is amazing for moisturising. So if you've got really hard skin on your feet, this product is amazing. It's £15, but it will last quite a long time. And again, put it on at night and wear socks. I know that seems mad in the summer, but it will just intense that moisture even more.
And do you need to do any sort of what would you recommend to get the dead skin off? Would you do a scrub first, or use one of those sort of metal things, or foot file?
Yeah, it's best to kind of soak the feet for a bit and then use a foot rasp to get the dead skin off and exfoliate as well, and then put your...
What's a foot rasp? Is that a file, or is it the metal thing?
It's the metal one.
Yeah.
But they're the best ones. They look a bit scary.
Like
but
a cheese grater.
Yeah, they look a bit scary, but honestly, they don't hurt.
Yeah.
If you don't have a huge amount of dry skin, just don't go too harsh with it. Don't rub too hard.
I do have one, and I've had the same one for probably about 5 years, and it was, I think it was probably about £15 when I bought it, but you can use it on... They do a demonstration where they use it on a balloon. So it just shows that it doesn't actually damage your foot, but it is a bit... Sometimes you can get a little bit carried away with them, though.
Yeah.
Around all the toes and things.
Yeah. So just be gentle on yourself.
Lovely conversation. Just before lunchtime. Before, if you're having grated cheese sandwiches, you'll be enjoying it. So there we go. Make sure you put your moisturiser on and then put your socks on.
So tanning. So we all know tan skin looks much better. Yeah. And obviously faking it is much better for the skin. You know, less wrinkles. So anyway, I've got two products. Saint Tropez do a water face mist, which is lovely for the face. You know, if you just want to look a bit bronzed. It's £22, but it is a lovely, lovely product, and it smells amazing. It keeps your skin hydrated again, but it develops over time, so you get a really nice natural glow. Saint Tropez also do a bronzing water mousse, which you can put all over your body. It's £31, so again, it's not the cheapest product on the market, but it is lovely. So if you're going on holiday and you want to have a nice smelling product that's easy to use as well, these products are fantastic.
Does it actually have a guide colour, or does it go on clear?
It's clear. It's really lightweight. You don't need to rinse it off.
I did see a woman in the paper, actually, Hayley, that used a fake tan. I don't know if you saw it. It was in there about 2 days ago. And her hands had gone bright green, and she put on the very darkest. She was very pale. Put on the very darkest tan, and she'd gone more or less like the colour of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And she couldn't go out. But it was her hands had gone bright green. She must have had a reaction, or she had another product on before she used it.
Yeah, products can go green. Now, fake tan, the best thing, advice I can give, is... On the day of doing your tan, don't wear any perfume, any deodorant, any products, because they will make the product go green sometimes. Yeah. So under your arms, if you've got deodorant on. So, and it's always best to tan on day skin. So I know it's quite hard not to wear deodorant on hot days,
yeah.
But it is best to just have day skin, do your tan in the evening. I mean, these ones are great because they just develop over time, so you don't need to wash the product off.
Yeah, and Saint Tropez were the ones that really changed the market as well, because before that, all fake tans smell absolutely abominable. They were horrible. It's like, have you got a fake tan? Or you'd be like, okay, orange, and then you go orange. You put your fake tan on, it would stink, and then you would go orange. And Saint Tropez was the one that everyone went, oh my god, this smells beautiful, and the colour we're getting is just a nice natural looking tan,
natural golden tan. It's really lovely, really natural. Is fairly new on the market is the blue shampoo from Charles Worthington. So we've all heard of the silver shampoo, the purple one, which is for blonde hair. They've just brought out a blue shampoo which banishes like the red tones in dark hair. So really, really good product. I mean, I've got blonde hair, but my sister's tried it. She said it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So worth a look. It's $7.99. You can get it in Boots and places like that.
Oh, right.
But, if you've got dark hair and you find that you've got tones in your hair that you want to remove, sort of like reds and oranges, then it's worth a try. So I've been using this for a while and kind of thought that everyone knew about it, but obviously not. So castor oil is fantastic for hair growth. So if you want your lashes to grow longer, or if you want your brows to grow, or even your hair, I mean, it's fantastic for the summer because you can just put it on your hair and sleep in it overnight and wash it out the next day. And it's a really intense conditioner for your hair. I've been using castor oil on my lashes for a while after having lash extensions for quite some time. Mm. And they've really, really got thicker, and they're gradually getting longer. So highly recommend that for anyone that wants to give it a go. You can buy in places like Holland and Barrett. In Holland and Barrett, you can get quite a large bottle for about $9.99.
Mm.
So fantastic.
And you can use it as a moisturiser as well as on your hair, on your eyelashes.
Yeah, it's a really natural product, and you can use it for anything. You can even use it for massage oil. You can use it for dry skin. You can use it as like a cold pressed oil, you know, if you need sort of like a treatment. But mostly I just dab it on my lashes at night.
Yeah. Excellent, and it's good for dry hair, as you said, sleep in it. And
yeah, fantastic for dry hair, especially if you've got afro hair or anything like that. It's fantastic for like a leave-in conditioner.
Excellent. Now, you've got some hacks as well, haven't you?
I have got a hack. I looked a bit crazy on the weekend when we had hot weather, pulling out a packet of Rizzlers out of my handbag, because all my friends know I don't smoke. Yeah. But Rizzlers are fantastic for blotting papers. So when you get a bit hot and sweaty, takes the oils away from the skin. Now, you can buy blotting papers in the body shop, or Chanel do some. They're £26 from Chanel. So
what's in the Chanel ones?
Probably not much different. No. I think sometimes they have basically all blotting papers do, they remove oils from the face.
Yeah.
And what that means is when you get hot and you sweat, you don't want to be putting extra makeup on top of the makeup you have on.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is to use a blotting paper to take the oils off, and then you can touch up your makeup afterwards. And sometimes once you take the oils away from the skin, you don't need to touch up your makeup at all. I mean, some of them have powder on, which is the slight difference, but you won't always want powder on them anyway. Mm. So yeah, I mean, amazing hack. Blotting papers, they just keep you looking fresh.
And they do little Rizzlers, but they do bigger ones, don't they?
The king size ones.
Yeah, the king size ones. So that's get the king size Rizzlers and just blot them. If you've got that, if you do get excess shine on your, like your forehead or around your nose, it just takes it away.
Yeah, most people get oily T-zones. So yeah, don't rub them on the skin. You just want to hold them there to take away any oils off the skin.
And how much are they normally? Are they a couple of quid, probably, are they?
Rizzlers, oh, I don't know, about 20p, I think. Oh, 50p.
So Chanel can go do one for 26 pounds. Mind you, what you want to do, if Chanel do a nice box, buy the Chanel ones, then fill them up with the Rizzler papers. LVL lashes.
Yes. Different. With the eyelash perm, it would curl like the full length of the eyelash. With the LVL lash lift, now LVL stands for length, volume and lift. And what it does, it lifts the lash from the root. So you can create more of a dramatic look with LVLs. And the idea is we lift the lash onto like a shield. So it's different sizes depending on the lash length and depending on how dramatic you want the lift to look. But the idea is we then put a lifting balm on there, a volumizing balm, and it creates a lift which lasts 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. So it works with your natural lashes. No lash extensions. They're not high maintenance. For about 48 hours, you do have to just be really careful of you know, not getting them wet or going in the sauna. Mm. But after that, you treat them like your normal lashes. Yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic for holidays or if you're getting married, going on honeymoon, because of the time that it lasts. And you can wear mascara, but a lot of people don't feel they need to.
Yeah, I mean, since I've had mine done, a lot of days I don't wear mascara because I've been using a lash lengthener as well, so it's making my lashes grow. But it's just because they're so nice and curly.
Great for mums as well. If you're really busy and you're rushing around in the morning, it's just one less thing to do is put mascara on, because we tint the lash as well.
Yeah,
they're quite dark, so they appear thicker.
I think the individual lashes are quite nice that you stick on, if you can do them. Normally I can do one eye, and the other eye I have to wear some sort of patch over it. It never quite goes right on the other eye. But if you do want to wear lashes, I always think putting them on just on the outer corners.
Yeah, just opens the eye. Yeah, it looks amazing. And it's good for photos as well, just to have a few on the outer corners.
It's been lovely to see you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. And that's Hayley Simpson. And all the details of all the products will be up on the website a little bit later. Just coming up to 11:44, we've got some 1975 with chocolate.